I would like to welcome everyone to this meeting. Hopefully everyone can hear me clearly. Everyone should ensure their mobile telephones switched off or switched to silent, and the use of mobile devices for recording is not permitted. Members of the public should not speak during the meeting and may be temporarily excluded for discussion of in-committee items. I will remind members of their obligations under the Councillor's Code of Conduct to declare any financial or significant non-financial interests which they have in any item of business for the committee today. If you have such a committee interest, please ensure declare it now or immediately before the item itself, stating the item of business it relates to. Having declared interest, members should leave the chamber for the duration of discussion on that item and should not take part in the vote. Will then be invited back to join the meeting once discussion on that item has ended. Proceedings of the meeting will be audio and video recorded, except where Council is considering any exempt matters. Members should remember that the microphones work as a queuing system. If your microphone is lit red, you have precedence. Flashing green is next in the queue, and then solid green. Please do not press your microphone button again when it's lit up red, as you will lose your place in the queue. There may be some members in attendance virtually, and it has been agreed that all members in the chamber are brought in to speak on an issue before any vote delegates. Therefore, if you are attending remotely, please use the chat facility to indicate your wish to speak. And I'll bring members in once all those within the chamber have spoken. Members are reminded that they are personally responsible for any comments they make at the meeting. So, item one, apologies and chairperson's remarks. Any apologies?
Kelly and Fagan, let's just take one of those moments here with Councillor Fagan. Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you. On the chairperson's remarks, I have. Would you like to go ahead and speak? Sorry. No, I can't still go for it.
Probably should turn the light on for you first. Thanks, Chair, for letting me in. I just wanted to, I suppose, have it noted that we are offering our sincere condolences to the victim of the tragedy there at the weekend in Downpatrick, and that we wish Cannon Murray a full and speedy recovery after his incident as well. Thank you.
Thank you. No, absolutely. We stand united as one in wishing for Father Murray for speedy recovery. Item number two, declarations of interest.
None, Chair.
Okay. And item number three, the action sheet for the Enterprise Regeneration Tourism Committee meeting, Monday the 9th of June, 2025. Going through pages. Okay. Page one, page two, page three, page four, page five, six, page seven, page eight, and page 9. Any matters arising?
Chair, a couple of items from the action sheets, and thanks for letting me come in. And I do echo the remarks that were made regarding Downpatrick and our condolences and best wishes to Karen Murray. No. In relation to the, you know what I like about my foot, in relation to the, is there any update on the catering for the museum, and also in relation to page 6 of the Dalamont Country Park and how we're progressing so far on Dalamont as well, and I welcome the work being done there and the support of others and making sure that it's delivered. Thank you.
Hey, Councillor, so in relation to your first query, which is the Dalamont County Museum Cafe, so we have had some works to do to that space. And they've been completed now over the next few weeks, or have been underway over the past few weeks and due to be completed in the next few weeks. So following the completion of those works, then we need immediately to go out and do an expression of interest. In relation to your second item then, which was the revamp of Dalamont Country Park, so, as you were then, that was tabled at our last committee meeting in June. That was approved at full council by. So officers will now be proceeding to implement actions, which is starting to look at.
Thank you. Thanks very much for the update, and thank you, Chair.
Thank you. May I have a proposal and seconder for the action sheet, please?
So proposed, Chair.
Yeah. Councillor Andrews proposed. Need a seconder, please. Yeah. Councillor Galbraith. Okay. Item number four, the notice of motion, establishment of arts working group. Due to requests from the from Councillor Finn, requesting for it to be deferred to September's meeting. I need a proposer and seconder.
Chair, I'm happy enough to propose the requested deferment to our September meeting. So happy to propose. Thank you.
Thank you. Councillor Galbraith seconds. Okay. I move on to item number five, financial assistance. Amanda.
Yeah, Chair and members, just to highlight some parts of the report. The purpose of the report is to approve financial assistance call one for 2026-2027, which we're proposing to open in November of this year. And it will be opened and managed subject to confirmation of budgets internally and externally, depending on the theme. And those are listed further in the report. And also to approve the outcome of an updated assessment of financial assistance for the VJA Day theme and arts and culture. And that is summarised in Appendix 1. Just to highlight for members that we will be going out to the capital call again, as was previously reported, for community capital works and minor capital items. That will be opening on the 26th of August for 6 weeks. And we are hosting two in-person workshops on the first week in September and then the second week in September, an online workshop. And we will be undertaking, as we normally do, a review of revenue themes. You can see in the report there the revenue themes that there are in call one this year, and those are broken down per department. And then, members, just to highlight the recommendations to approve the financial assistance call one for 2026-27 to open in November, to approve the outcome of the updated assessment of financial assistance for 25-26, and that's everything within financial assistance.
Thank you very much. Any matters arising? Great. May I have a proposer and a seconder, please?
Hello, more than me.
Oh, sorry. Go ahead. Sorry. Thanks, Anna.
Just to on that there, just the officer. Last year, whatever happened, there was an awful lot of groups there up around my part of the world. They actually missed out on their Christmas funding simply because they were hardly getting together what they had to return to use for the Christmas of last year. This year they've got nothing, so they haven't, because they didn't know that it had to be in before the middle of January. LLM's one, I can name you probably others. They're all really, really annoyed about it, so they're struggling to get their invoices together for that. Then whenever they did, they were expecting it to come out about maybe March, April, nothing came out, so then whenever they discovered, it actually missed out completely, so they had. What are you going to do with that this year? You need to get the information out there that when you have to get these in.
Okay, but what we do every year is we do advertise in all the local press, and we have a social media campaign that goes on throughout the whole duration. In the week before the lead up to the call opening, and then throughout the duration of the call. Mm-hmm. There also is workshops. I know the particular group that you're talking about, when we spoke to them, it was unfortunate that they didn't attend the workshops and unfortunately didn't realise that there had been a change this year. So they've taken that on board. We've had that conversation with them about what to do this year moving forward.
Completely lost out then, so they have.
Well, there's no funding available at the minute. In fact, that theme's also oversubscribed. So there is a scoring rank list sitting also. As you know, members, like the it is heavily subscribed to all of our financial assistance things. But it was unfortunate that particular group this year just hadn't attended the workshops and didn't understand, you know, what was actually happening this year with financial assistance. So it was very unfortunate just that they had.
We
haven't been highlighted by anybody else, I suppose, to prefer sure that there's been, you know, there's just seems to be that one way at the moment.
Right.
Thank you. Any other matters arising? I have a proposer and a seconder, please.
I'm happy to propose, and also if Councillor Hannah's concerned to the points that he's raised, you know, maybe the officers will get back to me further information or further details, that'd be appreciated, but I'm happy.
I have a seconder, please. Councillor Cobray. Thanks. So next item is number 6, Peace Plus. Sonia?
Yes, Chair. The Peace Plus programme, the purpose of this paper is to for members to note the minutes of the recent Peace Plus Partnership Board meeting on the 24th of July, which were attached. Also, we have a series of business cases that we require approval on prior to proceeding to procurement. And that's the enhancement of community facilities, development of shared outdoor spaces, those are our capital projects, development of walking trails, and then the management verification services under the SUPB framework. On the last one there, Chair, we have a framework that's been set by SUPB for the appointment of the first level control for the verification of all the expenditure under the PACE programme. So we have to utilise that framework. So the proposal is that we use that procurement route to do so. The other three business cases are particularly in relation to the capital works, which we will get proceeding with and get the procurement done in around that. So that's you can see some details of that within the report. So those are the main recommendations under 2.3 there under project delivery. You can see a little further detail under the strands 1.1, 1.2, 1.3 of the capital projects, and those link back to an expression of interest process that was undertaken last year for the selection of those projects, which now we want to proceed with that schedule to get those done and have those completed by this time next year. So then there will be some engagement. So the recommendations are to approve the minutes and also the business case for the first level controller through the SUPB framework, and then the three business cases for the delivery of the capital project.
Thank you. Councillor Andrews.
Chair, thanks very much. And I know I was at a previous meeting there of the Peace Partnership, and the action seven from that meeting are here tonight for our approval. So I'm only happy that we do propose the recommendations as outlined, you know, the business cases and, you know, the procurement and also the minutes. So I'm happy enough to propose we accept the recommendations to proceed with the process. Thanks.
And I'm happy to second it.
Can I say something, Chair?
Yes, go ahead.
Chair, just on the Peace Plus project there, we in the DUP have an issue, so I do, with a member of staff that actually is working for the Peace Plus project. He's a project manager, so his name is Cackle Cancer. He seems to be heavily involved in all this with Gaza and all that there, and we would question now, so we would his integrity there, or whether he is the right person be in charge of projects. I think there's an issue there now. We will be taking this up, so we will, and just on this money, letting you know there is a problem there with that, so we'll do whether he is the right person to be in that procession there, project manager. See, he's with the SERE, but we'll have to, is it them we need to take this up with, or is it the council?
Member, he, we're not really at liberty to discuss the HR issues in committee. However, that's also not a member of staff for the council either.
But if he's in a position there of project managing everything, so he is, and deciding what projects and all that, there is an issue there, so there is. Okay. Oh, we're letting it go, so we'll...
Any other matters arising? Okay. The following items will be taken in closed session, items 7 to 9. Items 7 to 9 are deemed to be exempt under paragraph 3 of part 1 of Schedule 6 of the Local Government Act Northern Ireland 2014. Information relating to the financial or business affairs of any particular person, including the council holding that information, the public may, by resolution, be excluded during these items of business. May I have a proposer and seconder to go into closed session? Proposer and seconder to go to closed session, please.
I'll second.
Yeah, thank you. Whilst in committee, the following items were agreed. Item 7, artisan markets. On the proposal of Councillor Andrews, seconded by Councillor Lee Sturgeoner, it was agreed to note attendance figures on the 3 council artisan markets. Note council will make a local campaign highlighting artisan crafters. Approved that council continues to focus delivery and growth of the artisan markets provided in Downpatrick, Newcastle and Warmpoint. Item 8, BRCD annual report. On the proposal of Councillor Andrews, seconded by Councillor Kilbreath, it was agreed to accept the BRCD annual report 2024-2025, which has been approved by the BRCD Executive Board. Item 9, Rural Business Development Grant Scheme. On the proposal of Councillor Andrews, seconded by Councillor E. Searchner, was agreed that pending DAERA approval of the Rural Business Development Scheme for 2025-2026, Council to administer the Rural Business Development Grant Scheme in line with the terms and conditions set by the government. Okay. Next items are for noting. Items 10, Eats and Beats Grant Application. Items 11, ERT Scheme of Delegation 2024-2025. Item 12, Heritage, Culture and Creativity Program. Item 13, Kikil Lower Square River Walk EI Scheme. Item 14, Multiply Program Delivery. Item 15, Museum Accreditation. Item 16, China, Northern Ireland Sister City Cooperation Seminar. Any matters arising? I have a proposer and seconder to note those items, please. Councillor Andrews and Councillor Lewis. Right. Well, thank you very much, everybody. Have a great night. Bye.
Thank you.